Okay, we're going to be discussing a piece from Rabbi Nachman that covers a pasuk in the parsha of Kedoshim, Achrimas Kedoshim, the parsha that's being done outside of Eretz Yisrael. And that pasuk is a very famous pasuk. Right? It's the pasuk of V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha ani Hashem. So Rabbi Nachman writes in Torah Kuf Samach Hay, Haynu she'tikabel ba'ava kol haros v'yisurun habayim alacha. We all have difficulties in life. We all have pain in life. It's every person without exception. Shat Hashem, we shouldn't have too much pain, we shouldn't have too many difficulties. But the reality is, in this world, there's pain. Rabbi Nachman writes, we have to try and work on ourselves to receive everything that comes from Hashem with Ahava. Whether that's the good stuff, whether that's the more difficult stuff. Even pain, when a person's going through pain, when we have pain in our lives, when we have difficulties in our life, we have to try the best we could to receive these difficulties with love. Ki roi shetida, because we have to know, shelfima asecha achar kol hayisurim v'haros sheishlecha, even after we consider all the difficulties that a person goes through in their lifetime. Think about all the difficulties I've had. Think about all the difficulties you've had. Adayin hu b'tnai gimcha b'rachman. We should know that even though we've had this difficulty and that difficulty, and one person, lo aleinu, in the past there were people that were sick, and there were people that had difficulty finding a shidduch, and there were people that had difficulty having children, people that had difficulty getting along with their children, and people. So, such things happen in this world. Hopefully it's a thing of the past. But even when we consider all of this, if we really think about it, we'd understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so merciful. And all the difficulty that we have had has only been a drop of what we truly, really deserve to happen to us. Adayin hu minag imcha berachmim. Hashem, even when we consider all these difficulties, if we really think about it, we count our blessings, we would see there's way more blessings than we have difficulties. And we probably deserve more difficulties than we have blessings. Not only probably, we definitely do. Because if you think about it, like think about the whole realm of mida keneged mida, we deserve a lot more difficulties in our life if we really thought about it. Right? With all the distancing we've done, between, you know, the distance we've caused between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, between us and other people, we probably deserve a lot more pain in our lives. But Hashem is very kind to us. And this is the pasuk v'ahavta l'reicha. Understand that we have to love even the ra. Sheta'ahav ha-ra sheba l'cha. Even the difficulties, even the pain, even the bad that comes to us, that we've experienced in life. Haynu ha-ros v'yirsurun ha-ba'im l'cha chas v'sham t'kablam t'kablam ba'ahava. Even the difficulties, even the pain, we have to try and receive those with love from Hashem. Ki kamocha. Because what we really deserve, coming to us, is much worse than what we're truly receiving right now. We deserve to have it much worse. But Ani Hashem. Ani Hashem. Hashem says, I am Yud Kei Vav Kei. I am, this Midah of Hashem is one of Rachamim. He's a Baal Rachamim. Adayin Mahig Imcha Barachamim. Even though you deserve so much worse, Hashem says. You deserve so much more pain. You deserve so much more difficulty. The world deserves so much more sickness. Ani Hashem. I'm a Baal Rachamim. I have mercy on my people, I have mercy on my world, because I am a Baal Rachman. I am merciful. Now we have to try and think about this a little bit, because obviously this is one of the hardest things for us to do. To really not only receive the blessing from Hashem and recognize that it comes from Hashem, but receive also the difficulties in our life from Hashem and try and receive them in a way of love. Receive them and understand that this is what Hashem, you know, needs to send us in order for what's best for us. This is only because He loves us. This is very difficult, obviously. There's a story I heard a few years ago about a tzaddik, a breast of Mashmia named Rav Breiter. Rav Breiter lived probably, he passed away, I think, 90 years ago, 100, maybe 80 years ago, something like that. And there's a story where Rav Breiter would get up in shul, you know, between Mincha and Marv every day, and give lessons in Amunah. Right, give over the teachings of Rav Nachman. You talk about how we have to have Amunah in our everyday life, the good, the bad, right? Regardless of what it is, a person needs to have a munah. We need to constantly feel that everything Hashem sends us is for the good, regardless of whether in this revealed world it seems like it's bad for us. And there was a man in the back, a man who, you know, he didn't have the easiest life. He was a poor man, and he struggled. He struggled to make ends meet. And he looked at this Rav Breiter get up every day between Mincha and Ma'ariv and said, it's very easy for him, right? It's very easy for him to get up and lecture us on having a munah, the hard times, the easy times. Because look at this man. This man owns a factory. This man seems to be doing pretty well financially. And look at me. I'm sitting in the back. I'm not doing well. You know, there's no idea how difficult it is to have Muna in these situations. To think that it's positive that Hashem's sending me such poverty? To think that such thing is positive? you know, how could he even imagine my lot? Unfortunately, Rav Breider's factory burned down, and he lost a lot of the money that he had had. And then this yid, in a little bit of a cynical way, was waiting to see what Rav Breider got up and said the next day. Is he going to even get up and give a Dvar Torah? When he gets up, is he going to talk about Emunah? Let's hear him talk about Emunah now. When he's struggling financially, now he can taste a little bit what it means to, you know, really struggle. Let's hear him talk about Hashem's, how good Hashem is now, that even this was from Hashem. So Rav Breider gets up that day, and to the yid's astonishment, he's so shocked. Rav Breider gets up with the same message. Emunah, Emunah, Emunah. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The good, the things that seem bad, that's also from Hashem, and it's really coming from a place of love. And this yid is blown away, and he starts to feel bad. Like, I didn't want him to be, you know, I didn't want him to be broke. I didn't want Rav Breider's factory to break down. I didn't want that to happen, but like, it's true, I did doubt that he would still have this emunah, and I feel bad about it. So he goes up to Rav Breider and he says, Rav Breider, like, how could it be that? How could it be that you still have such emunah, that you think that even this came from Hashem in such a positive way, that this came from Hashem with love, and how could you have such emunah? And Rav Breider said the following thing. He said, you know, there's a halacha that a person needs to stand, obviously, for parts of davening, especially Shmona Esrei. So how do we determine whether a person is considered standing or not, right? What happens if you lean on something, if you don't lean on something? So does it need to be that you're completely standing, not touching anything? So Rav Breider said the halacha is that a person can't be leaning on something to the extent that if the item he's leaning on is pulled out from him, that he'll fall, so then it's considered as if he's sitting. For example, if a person's leaning over on a shtender, and he's putting so much weight on the shtender, and he's really leaning on it to the extent that if someone pulled the shtender out from under him, if he would fall, then it's not considered standing. If someone pulled the shtender out from under him, or the shtender fell, and he's still standing, so then it's considered as if he's standing, even though he's leaning on the shtender. So Rav Breider explained, it's the same thing with emunah. It's the same thing. True emunah does not depend on a person's external circumstances. External circumstances could help a person come closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu in some ways, but they can't be the foundation. They can't be the main thing he's leaning on. Right, money helps, for sure, without a question. Money is very important in helping a person come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, without a question. But if it's the main thing he's leaning on, right, if the second you lose some money, you still, you know, you don't have the same relationship with Kadosh Baruch Hu, your relationship with Hashem is gone, so then you didn't have the emunah that you needed in the first place. He said, I was blessed with money. I was blessed with that factory. But it's not the main thing I was leaning on. It's not the main thing. The main thing that was holding me up was my emunah. So even if you pull out the shtender, you pull out the factory from underneath me, Baruch Hashem, my emunah is still going to be standing. Right? The tzaddik stands and lives through his emunah. B'zat Hashem, this week, Kedoshim, for those who are outside of Eretz Yisrael. And for those who are inside Eretz Yisrael, the Parsha of Amor. This Torah from Rabbi Nachman should strengthen us. To behalf the Recha Kamocha and Yashem, understand Hashem has such unbelievable love for us. Such unbelievable love. That He loves us to the extent that even the difficulties He sends us, right, they're so much less than we deserve. And that's because Hashem doesn't want to hurt us. Hashem just wants us to return to Him. We'll be Zocha to see everything in our life, the good, the bad, even though it's so hard. It's so hard for many of us. For most of us, unless a person's a true tzaddik, it's very hard for us to see the bad as also coming from Hashem, and not only coming from Him, but also coming from a place of love within Him. We should be zocha to see the good and the seemingly bad come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that coming from a place of love from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and realize that all the difficulties we have, all the difficulties that we've been sent, are much, much less than we actually deserve. And Hashem's been extra generous with us. Thank you so much for joining. Have an amazing, amazing Shabbos Kodesh.